Brett Chappell Show. Pisgah Sports Talk with the voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and Pisgah head coach Brett Chappell. Live at the Jukebox Junction, Highway 276 at the Bethel Red Light. Brought to you this morning by Hometown Hardware, the Freeman Agency featuring Erie Insurance, plus Linen and Uniform Service, and the Pisgah Barbershop. Join us every Saturday, all season long.
Live from the Jukebox Junction restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Last night, Pisgah, tough loss against Wes Henderson, a game where we saw ourselves come all the way back, down 16-0 there in the fourth quarter, came all the way back and with a chance there at the end. And really, at the end of the day, it's all you can ask for. And one of the takeaways, I think, for me and for us is the fact that, obviously it was a struggle for first half of the game at least, and then we were able to make some corrections. And your kids never quit last night, Coach. And again, they were in a spot, and they haven't. I haven't seen them quit all year. I haven't seen them quit in several years. And it was certainly an opportunity for us to come back and see what kind of intestinal fortitude we had. Just didn't quite get it done last night. It was a tough night, I'm sure.
You know, the biggest thing that stands out is obviously as you coaching in a game and watching a game and playing it, and of course getting back and look at the stat sheet last night really kind of summed it up for me when I got to looking at it. In the first half, West Henderson had 10 first downs in the first half. In the second half, they had 0 first downs. That's how good we played in the second half compared to the first half. Offensively, we had 2 first downs in the first half, and in the second half, we had 12. I mean, just the flip in the half just really drives you crazy. I felt like the last two ball games, Franklin, and of course last night, for whatever reasons, we have not come out with a lot of energy. We've come out flat. You know, we changed some things up this past week in practice and tried to do some things and get us going and put us in some adverse situations, and thought practice was really good. Also one of the things we did this last night before the game, as we're warming up, we scrimmaged. You know, we got in there and we put our scout team in there and we scrimmaged, thinking that we might be able to wake up and come out of the gates a little bit better. But, like I said, for whatever reasons, the last two games we've come out flat. I don't know what to attribute that to. I wished I did know. At the half, there were a few minor adjustments made. I mean, certainly we've done a lot more before at the half, other than the conversations that we had with them and challenging them and things of that nature. And I think you saw a really good football team come out in the second half. But we knew what kind of game it was going to be. We knew how good their defense was. Mm-hmm. You know, the defense is leading our conference in points allowed, only giving up about 10, 11 points a game. But our defense was right there with them. I mean, we were giving up 13. So we knew it was going to be one of those low-scoring games. I'm disappointed that we came out the way we did. Felt really encouraged as the game finished that we played hard and did the good things there in the second half. But you can't do that against good football teams. And if you look at our conference the rest of the way out, there's not a game in there that we can't lose, and there's not a game in there we can't win. If we do what we did the last two games and we don't play but one good half, we can lose every one of them. So, it's going to be a good challenge for our kids starting on Monday and seeing what they come in with. But, again, I can't complain about practices. You know, we've had really good practices all the way through. It wasn't like it was something leading up to it that we saw coming. But, again, for whatever reason, we just have not had the focus that we needed to in the first half.
You mentioned mixing some things up this week and doing things a little bit differently. That was going to be one of my questions here. You know, coming out of last week, obviously what we had going to Cherokee and that loss against Franklin, what was the mood like at the beginning of the week when you got your players back in on Monday?
You know, it was good. We knew we had hurt ourselves against Franklin, and the three big plays we talked about last Saturday at the coach's show, those things were kind of haunting us a little bit. But I thought our kids come back, and we had a good week of practice. Scrimmaged really well. JV's had a good week of practice as well. You know, we do some inter-squad scrimmage stuff together, and I can't complain about that. The kids are giving us good effort during the week, but it's a little bit struggling sometimes as a coach to watch your kids come out and not give the effort I think, you know, you saw the effort in the second half and you saw what happened.
And I don't want to take anything away from what Wes Henderson did either. Like you said at the beginning, that was a good football team that seemed to me to be, particularly defensively, play very disciplined football. They had a strong plan, I think, coming in terms of what they wanted to take away from us and what they wanted to force, didn't they?
You know, the one thing about what they do defensively, they move so much. You know, we knew it was going to be a situation where they were going to guess right sometimes, and we were going to get tackled for a loss. But we felt like also we should have had some big gains in there as well. And we didn't have those in the first half. You know, we blew some assignments. And I think that was another thing that was frustrating for us on both sides, offense and defense. We blew some things that we had worked on all week. And it always seemed to be, you know, one or two players. And, you know, it ended up costing us. You know, and then you go all the way through the game. And, you know, there were some positives that I thought were solid all night. The first one was a kickoff return team. I think they did a really good job. Jesse and Christian both had good returns. We had good blocking. They gave us field position. We couldn't do anything with it, but I thought those guys did a really good job. And our kickoff team, that was one thing that struggled last week against Franklin. Gave up a lot of yards on the kickoff team, and we worked hard on that this week. Made some changes and did some things, and I thought they were really good. They were really solid on the kickoff team. So those two teams right there, I thought were good for us, but then we turn around and we miss an extra point. You know, and we haven't done that all year. Had we hit that extra point when we got down there late in the game, we could have kicked a field goal, tied it up, and went in overtime. But we didn't have that option. You know, again, there were some things that didn't go our way, and you know, West played extremely well. You know, they had some adversity this week. They had some players they had to discipline, and I thought their kids rallied and played really well, especially right out of the gates.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
New at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza, the Home Pass credit card. No annual fee, low monthly payments, and special financing on qualified purchases. Apply in store or check the link on the Facebook page. And now be right on target. Hometown Hardware now carries ammo, including .22 long rifle. Pisgah Sportsman Club clay targets can be purchased for donation to the club at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Samuel Freeman or Bradley Pope at the Freeman Agency. These two men are Pisgah graduates who bring you Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville, or talk with Bradley or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
Coach, going back again, last night we were just talking during the break some a little bit of, you know, what I was just saying is that you know, offensively, they take what they've got and they make decisions about what it is that they want to do offensively. This team is not going to come out there, it seemed like, and throw the ball up and down the field like the Arena League. They were going to stick to what they felt like that they did best, and so that type of offense that we saw last night does entail a little bit of misdirection and I think assignment kind of football defensively. But again, you were talking a little bit about what you saw last night. They did do something a little bit differently, but you know, we had prepared and planned for most of what we saw, didn't we?
We did. You know, the thing that they did, they knew they were wanting to keep time of possession and keep the ball out of our hands, and they did a really good job with that in the first half. I mean, 10 first downs, and we didn't. You know, we had two first downs. And then, of course, you flip the half, and, you know, we started to come alive and play, and we had 12, and they had zero. Just thought that kids showed up to play really well in the second half. You know, every once in a while you'll catch comments coming from the stands, and, you know, you could hear some people in the stands hollering, you know, tackle and block. And it was one of those nights where they were – right on with what they were saying. A lot of times they're not, but last night they were right on what they were saying. You know, usually it's run your other play and things like that, but last night on the blocking and tackle, they were dead on last night.
And what you go back over to that now, offensively, talking about, you know, making blocks and on defense, you know, after first contact, bringing them down. You know, I think we saw some of that too. The defensive side is that, you know, were getting out to the second to the third hits. They were getting out to the second and third hits. And they weren't gashing us offensively. They weren't offensively gashing us. But it was exactly what I think they probably wanted to do, which is get 10 or 12 yards, be able to move the chains and maintain possession.
You know, and again, as good as they played in the first half, you know, even on a stat sheet, and this has happened 2 weeks in a row, we had more total yards than they did.
Yeah.
I think we ended up with about 100 and seemed like it was 180 something. They were about 140.
Yeah.
Last week
they only had 31 yards of offense in the second half. I believe
we were like 180 something and 120 something Franklin last week. So, you know, the numbers are there. You struggle with trying to find out why. You know, and we've got to be able to show up to play four quarters again. We're in a situation right now where we've got to have wins. All of these teams that we've got left on the schedule have had big wins throughout the season. You know, obviously Smoky and North, and I know Brevard lost last night, but they've played teams really tough already. I think that team's getting better. So we've got some really tough games the rest of the way through just to try to get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And try not to be a 16 seed playing a number one seed. So, you know, we got our – work cut out for us, but again, it's not so much the X's and O's as it is the overall effort right now that we're struggling with, and you know we've got to be able to do that.
When you talk about that, I want to go back first, and you know we always sort of depend on those adjustments because we know, I mean, at least I feel like that of the two teams that are on the field that we're always going to make better adjustments than the opposing team, and I think we saw that again last night. What was it that you guys were able to pick up on from the film and the extra time that you had at the half last night to basically, you know, completely stop what they wanted to do in the second half offensively?
You know, they made a couple of adjustments defensively. Rick and them did, just getting us at a little bit of a different front. But again, you know, I can't come back to it enough and say it was effort, you know, just a sense of urgency, realizing that we were down, realizing that we had, you know, trying to win that ball game. And then offensively, you know, we got a little bit better in the run game in the second half, but really the passing game, getting in some stuff and spreading them out, which is not something that you know, we've done a whole lot of this season.
Right.
Packages that we've had. Right. And found some success there later in the game, you know, up in that fourth quarter with doing some things. And you know, we just you know, the kids decided to rally.
Yeah.
It was just a little bit too late.
That spread package you went to there in the fourth quarter, you felt pretty good about that. We were able to do some things.
It was one of those situations where, you know, as the lady in the stand says, run your next play, it was all we had left in the bag.
Yeah.
So we threw it on the table and, you know, found a little bit of success with it and were able to move the ball and, of course, had some big plays in there, big catches. And, you know, Houston had some good throws and those things. But, you know, again, as a coach, you just you like the way it finished, but you sure don't like the way it started.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned just a minute ago talking about the conference, and we'll get back to this game. But, you know, again, and we've said this just about every single week, that the complexion of the conference looks a little bit different than it has in the past. And, you know, other than East that got a win last night, I'm not seeing really anyone out there that isn't pretty close to whoever else. So there's not those big gaps that we've seen in the past between – the really good teams and the really poor teams. And you're absolutely right. We're kind of at a point now, it feels like, that anybody can beat anybody right now the rest of the way. And we still, obviously, you know, losing that game last night is a big hurt. It was a 3A game, I believe, and you know, that has its impacts. But, you know, there's still plenty of opportunities for us going down the line. I know we got this 3-game road trip, but, again, still plenty to play for right here. You can still put yourself in a really good spot, I think, playoff-wise.
Well, you can. You know, there's still some goals for us still sitting out there. Obviously getting into the playoffs and trying to get a deep run in there. You know, there's some things there that we can still reach out and try to get a hold of. But really have got to come together and do a really good job. I don't get too concerned about the practices in the week, because they've been really good.
Mm-hmm.
They've done exactly what we've asked for. But we've got to just come out with a sense of urgency in the first half and all the way through. And certainly there's no more opportunities for us to have a letdown. If we do, we won't find ourselves in the playoffs. So, you know, for these seniors especially, we always ask them how they want to be remembered when they go out. And, you know, we talked about that again last night, talked about it at halftime. you know, we, how do you guys want to be remembered when this season's done? And right now we're not where we want to be yet, but still have some games left, and we can still correct some things and hopefully get moving in the right direction.
Certainly would think that emotion and desire and all those things are not going to be an issue going into next week. Obviously, that's a different set of circumstances going into Tuscola.
It is. You know, you hope as a coach that you don't have to say a whole lot of during the week in practice, and I don't think that we probably will have to, but you know, it's going to be it's an important game for so many levels. For both sides, especially coming off losses last night, both programs, and needing some confidence coming in. And again, we got some things to work on in practice to help make us better. Certainly we'll do those. We'll get in there and watch film and see on some things we can correct. Again, we've got to come out and have a want to in the first half.
Going back again to last night, did you feel like the fatigue factor started to catch up with West a little bit towards the end? Second game in four nights.
You know, we thought that. We actually talked a little bit about that during the week and felt like that we could get them wore down a little bit. I don't know. You know, I sit back and kind of replay the game. I don't know if we hadn't have been able to start passing the ball a little bit late, I don't know if we could have scored any at all.
Yeah.
I just think they were playing really well, had frustrated us really up front. And, you know, with the quarterback especially, Houston's eyes were coming down really quick when he was set in the pocket because he had been sacked and, you know, had some pressure. And, you know, that's not an easy thing to do when you're sitting in the pocket and you've been hit a couple of times and you get rattled and you don't feel comfortable, you know, sitting in there. So we did a lot of quick, short stuff there late in the game, trying to help him out and get the ball out of his hands quicker, and thought that helped us out. But, you know, again, really pleased with the way that we finished. You know, even though we didn't win the game, I liked how we got down there. You know, we clocked the ball. We did the things you're supposed to do in two-minute drills. The defense got the stop that we needed, you know, in order to get everything set up. But, you know, ran out of time and didn't help ourselves out early enough in the game to help us win the game late.
Back with more in a moment. It's a Brett Chapel show on WPTL.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Family Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Champion Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality, with Ken Warren and his crew providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Family Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King, I-40, exit 31.
Again, last night, Pisgah down 16-0 in the fourth quarter, finding a way to claw back into it. And as we're just talking a little bit, you've got at least a couple of playmakers offensively in your receiving core that find a way to get the football when I'm not sure that I can think of anyone else at the high school level that could do it. We saw your tight end make a big catch down on the south end to give us a chance to get a score there in the fourth quarter. We, again, saw Jesse, particularly Trey, making some big catches. We had a double reverse there at the very end of the game on fourth down and forever, it felt like, to get the ball down to the five-yard line. And as you were just talking just a moment ago, you know, giving our guys chances to go get the football, most of the time that's going to work out for us a little bit. Talk about your receiving core and how well they played last night.
You know, I thought they made some good catches late in the game. I tell you what, you know, at first half they were just like the rest of the team. You know, we made some bad plays, even out wide at wide receiver. We didn't block well.
Yeah.
We didn't run the right route. You know, we didn't help ourselves out. And then in the second half, when we started doing those things and then playing harder, and, you know, when Houston could get the ball up to them and be able to make a jump ball, we've got good enough receivers that can go get it. You know, Josh Wilson had the big catch.
Yeah.
Trey had the big catch. You know, a couple of them, Jesse as well. Christian Jones had a really big catch on one of Houston's scrambles. that got us down there as well. And, you know, we made some really big plays, but we've got to be able to get our guys out in the field and let them do what they do. And we didn't do that in the first half, whether it be because they were running the wrong route or not getting lined up right or whatever the case may be. But in the second half, we did much better with it. And, you know, you're frustrated for the kids to work hard in practice all week and to not show up in the first half. You know, it's frustrating for a coach, but it's got to be frustrating as a player. I mean, you put in all that hard work, and then all of a sudden you come out flat, and then you have to rally there at the end. And, you know, I hope that they understand we've got to have four quarters. I mean, it just you have to play four quarters for the rest of this season for us to keep playing.
Can you take us through that last drive? And we saw so many weird things going on. And one of those things I go back to, had a situation with a low snap that got us back even further. We, you know, had a timeout and got a play out there that paid off for us. And I had a situation there inside the 10. Can you take us through the last couple of minutes or so and what was going on there?
You know, the sense of urgency obviously was heightened because of the time running down. You know, we'd saved our timeouts, used them about where we needed to. The fumbled snap, golly, bum, went from third and short or third and medium to third and 20, and then it went to fourth and 20, and we had to burn a timeout. And
yeah.
Got a play in, you know, on my sheet I've got plays, you know, kind of built in there that kind of our last second plays or big plays, and we had that one set in there, you know, ran that reverse pass. Again, Jesse put it up there where
yeah.
Trey could go get it.
Yeah.
You know, we gave Trey a chance to go get it and made it. Got down there to the five, clocked the ball, got a play in, felt good about the play that we had called, and then came back and had a little run play that was in there. And had we not had the penalty, I thought we were going to get a sideline warning. I was hoping that's what it was. You know, we clocked the ball and the clock stopped, but a 25-second clock hadn't started. So I was really watching it and, you know, got the flag.
Yeah.
And we were hoping it was going to be a sideline warning because we hadn't got one yet. So we took a chance right there trying to get everybody together, and it backed us up five. Had to run play, and it got the 5 yards we wanted. So had we been at that five-yard line, might have gotten in. Houston
right.
might have gotten in. We kind of overloaded one side and came back the other way with a little option play. And then, of course, the last play right there at the end, you know, Houston put it up, you know, for a place for Jesse to go get it and,
yeah.
You know, run out the back of the end zone right there at the goalpost. But, again, I thought the kids stayed under control in that situation, which we do practice.
Yeah.
I don't think we got frustrated and didn't know how to get lined up. I mean, we were getting lined up right and all of those things. But, again, even on that drive, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot going third and 20 or
yeah.
fourth and 20, whatever it was. You know, we continue to do – have mistakes that you just cannot make.
How do you prepare? So that situation last night, obviously, you know, 2-3 minutes left and with a chance to win there. How can you practice that during the week? How can you throw that much chaos at them and try to get under control? I agree with you. I think that we saw them under control, but I think it would be difficult to duplicate that.
You know, we do it on Thursdays. We call it game situations. And at the end of the practice, you know, we go through all our special teams. And then we do a 35-second, 45-second drive with our kicker there on the field. And we work it down the field, and we clock it, and we call timeouts,
yeah.
and we put them in that situation. Then we get it all the way down there. If for some reason we have something that doesn't go right, we'll back up and start again. But once we get down there, we'll clock it again and kick the field goal.
Right.
Which would have been great to have been able to have done last
yeah.
night. I mean, we had everything, ball to 5 yard line in the middle of the field,
yeah.
clocked it,
yeah.
run your PAT team out there, get you 3 points, go in overtime. They've not been able to run the ball in the second half.
Yeah.
You've had some success. You've got the momentum. Things are going good. But, you know, we had to go for two on that first touchdown because it was 16. We were trying to keep it to a 2-point
sure,
score.
Sure.
Or two-score game.
Yeah.
That's right. And didn't get it. But still, we knew if we could get that extra point, we were still within a field goal away. You know, and again, it was just one more part of that game where we didn't play well, and it come back and it bit us in the end.
Yeah. Back with more in a moment. It's WPTL.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Samuel Freeman or Bradley Pope at the Freeman Agency. These two men are Pisgah graduates who bring you Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville, or talk with Bradley or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
New at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza, the Home Pass credit card. No annual fee, low monthly payments, and special financing on qualified purchases. Apply in store or check the link on the Facebook page. And now be right on target. Hometown Hardware now carries ammo including .22 long rifle. Pisgah Sportsman Club clay targets can be purchased for donation to the club at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Get another piece of good news. Obviously, Pisgah's JV football team continues to be unbeaten and play well. They had another win this week against a good West Henderson team. I know you're excited about them. Middle school programs continue to be very successful. I know that Bethel's middle school program, I don't think they've lost a game. I know Canton's played well. So you're certainly going to have a chance to reload from your ammo belt coming up.
You know, really pleased with our JV program. In one of those situations at the beginning of the season, just because you hadn't had a chance to coach those freshmen coming in, really didn't know what we had. Really had some concerns on the defensive side, thought offensively, because we had more sophomores on the offensive side and we had been coaching those kids, felt a little bit better there. But the defense has played really well for the last 2 weeks against Franklin and West Henderson. We faced two undefeated teams, and we've come out on top on both of those. We will face the third undefeated team this week down here in our stadium. Very good football team. Kids will certainly have to play well to win that game, but really pleased with what direction they're going right now. Feel like they've got some really good leaders on that team and that are stepping up, making some good plays for them. And, excited for that opportunity. Think it's going to be a really big crowd for the JV game. We talked about it after their game on Thursday night, getting excited for it and having that opportunity. And, they set some goals early in the season as well, just like what the varsity did. And right now they still got all of theirs sitting in front of them. So that's good for them. And this will be one of them we can mark off if we're able to get this win on Thursday night.
You mentioned that, it feels like everybody around us too. I mean, obviously we're in good shape right now when we feel really good about what's coming. But, the level of quality of football right now, at least within our area, seems like it's up a little bit across the board too.
I think as you see those JV teams right now, we can talk about the four really that have stood out right now as far as JV level. You look at Franklin and you look at West and you look at Pisgah and you look at Tuscola. Those four right there are having some success right now. And I think you're seeing some of that on the varsity side too. And, that kind of trickles over, especially as the years pass by and being able to keep those programs together. Smoky Mountain's having some success right now. That group was the group that won their conference when they were in middle school, that are seniors now. Yeah. So you can kind of follow some of it if you can keep these kids out, keep them out playing all the way through and then not losing them. And I think those are some examples of where these successes come from and be able to see, kind of follow it through as we go. But again, really pleased with our JVs and, hoping for a big crowd and a big game from them on Thursday night.
Obviously a big week for us as well. 6:30 will be our airtime from Waynesville's. We'll get set for Pisgah and Tuscola next week. 6:30 is our airtime with the Black Bear Cafe preview. 7:00, our game call. We'll be right back here, hopefully after a big win at 8 a.m. next Saturday morning. For the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.